Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
We do have plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. We've got a great program lined up for today's broadcast. We're going to start in the book of Jude. We've got some fabulous questions that are really pertinent and relevant to life today. So we're going to tackle a couple of those, and we would love for you to be a part of the broadcast as well. Again, you can do so by phoning us right now, 844-322-2742. If you're watching us via Facebook Live or YouTube Live, you can post questions or comments there, and we will get to those as well during the broadcast. So let's participate. Let's interact. Let's talk about this faith that we have in Jesus Christ and what it means to us on a day-to-day basis. So today we're going to start in the book of Jude. I think this is a very important passage for us to talk about, especially in light of being a voice today in this world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jude was writing this letter, and he says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation." So he really wanted to encourage the troop, so to speak, to really say, hey, we're all in this together. We were all saved by the same Jesus in the same way. We were dead in sin, made alive in Christ, and now we stand together as the body of Christ. He says, you know, that's what I really wanted to write about, this common salvation that we have. But I found it necessary to write about something else, appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. So obviously some folks had gotten in and were trying to pervert the gospel message. They were bringing in a different message. Now, Paul talked about that in the book of Galatians. He said, "I am astonished that you are leaving the one who called you for another gospel." So there were all kinds of gospels being preached out there, but none of them were the true gospel. There's only one gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus, the good news of his death, burial, and resurrection. That's the story. And if we ever veer away from that story, then we're giving something different than Jesus. And that's just a crying shame. There's a lot of people out there in the name of Christ who are simply delivering positive feel-good messages. You know, they're taking the philosophies of the world and putting a Christian suit on it and trying to hawk it off as real Christianity, and it's not real Christianity at all. Real Christianity is about death, burial, and resurrection. So Jesus died, he was buried, he was raised. So when we identify with him, we are buried into his, or baptized into his death. So the scripture says that we die in Christ, we're buried in Christ, and then we're raised to walk in the newness of life. So these positive feel-good messages on how to be a better person just don't line up with death, burial, and resurrection. So Christ didn't come to make us better people. He came to die for us so that we could die in him, so that we could be raised as brand new creatures in Christ and equipped to live a brand new life, totally different than the life we had as lost people. So that's what this message is all about. That's the faith that we need to contend for. And here's the reason that Jude gave: for certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. So what is the common thread here between Paul and Jude? That if you pervert the grace of God, if you try to blend in another message, then you are denying our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Yes. You're turning away from him. Why? Because the gospel story is about Jesus, period. End, end of the story right there. It is about Jesus. So when we try to make it about ourselves, we're missing the message. Now, we're beneficiaries.
Oh,
we
sure.
benefit greatly. Jesus died for our sins, but it was Jesus that died. He was the one that offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice. And God the Father accepted that sacrifice as payment in full.
Yes.
So everything was done between Jesus Christ and God the Father. So that's where that covenant was made. And so we're beneficiaries of that. So our sins have been forgiven. Our condition of death is reversed. We cross over from death to life in Jesus Christ. If we deny our Master and Lord, if we make it about ourselves, then we don't have anything.
No.
All we have is philosophies, human effort, self-improvement programs to try to make us a little bit better than what we were before. Trying our hardest to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, to climb that ladder and become something, become really the human beings we're supposed to be. We can't do it. Only Jesus can make that happen for us.
Yeah.
So we need to contend for the faith.
Yes.
And I think it's vitally important, especially in the culture in which we live today.
Yes.
I mean, so many are trying to erode away the underpinnings of our faith. They're trying to call evil good. They're trying to call good evil. When folks tell the truth about the fact that we're sinners, that we need life, folks are trying to say that's hate language. But my gosh, it's the most loving thing that we can say. Why? Because when we believe truth, we're set free from error. We can experience true life in Jesus Christ. So it's vitally important that we contend for the once for all delivered faith.
Yes.
This isn't new revelation. This is the revelation of Jesus that's been around for 2,000 years. Even before that, as
yes.
God was revealing this plan, unfolding this plan, even from the very beginning of time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. Why is it important for us to contend for the faith? In what ways have you been challenged with your faith, just living in your sphere of influence? We would love to hear your stories on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. We want you to be on the broadcast as well. Again, the number 844-322-2742. A reminder to all of our listeners out there that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on support from friends just like you to help get the word out. And boy, does the word ever need to get out in today's culture, in today's climate. People are starving for truth. They are hungry for truth. Now, they don't necessarily know that. They're hungering for something. Truth is the thing that will satisfy.
Yes.
A relationship with Jesus will be the thing that will quench their thirst. It will be the thing that will put an end to their longings, to their searching for answers. So they are desperate to hear what we have to say. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So come and be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel by making a gift to Basic Gospel today. You can do so by going online to basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button and follow all the instructions right there. It's very simple to do, easy to do. You can give a one-time gift, or you can make a recurring gift. You can become a monthly partner with Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
And boy, we would love that. As our way of saying thanks this month, we have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It is a CD series entitled Be a Voice, and it is the gospel message. It really addresses everything that Christ accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. So it is a wonderful resource to help you grow in your spiritual journey with Christ. It's a wonderful resource to help equip you to share the good news with others. So it's a twofer benefit for
yes.
you. It will help you. It will help equip you to help others. So when you make your gift to Basic Gospel this month, request your copy of Be a Voice. We'll get it into your hands as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Oh, we've got an email question from a guy named Brad who listens on the internet in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, asking about wisdom in a relationship situation. This is exactly what we're talking about at the beginning of the program. My sister-in-law, age 30, has revealed that she is a homosexual. She recently moved her same-sex partner into her home, and they are discussing marriage and children. This has happened so fast. My wife and I are having difficulty determining how best to love her. She professes Christ and at this point believes God made her this way and wants her to be happy. She wants us to allow her to bring her partner to our home to visit with our children, ages 4 to 14. How can we continue to accept her, yet not approve her choices, while at the same time protecting our impressionable children? Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I think that's a question that more and more people are going to ask in today's culture, today's society. You know, homosexuality seems to be on the rise. The church is somewhat divided over how to handle this issue. There are those that want to be inclusive and welcome. And certainly the gospel message is for all.
Absolutely.
It doesn't exclude anyone. So we can say to any person on the planet that God has reconciled you unto himself and he is not counting your sins against you. Now, that's where sometimes the problem lies, is because if I say, hey, God isn't counting your sin against you, sometimes the response back is, well, homosexuality is not a sin. God made me this way. And so obviously for me to be happy, I have to live out who I am. And we want God to rubber stamp that. We want God to approve and agree with us that he made us this way. And so our only road to happiness is down this path. So if they do not believe that sin, then there's an issue, right?
Yes.
So we have to say what the Word of God has to say, that sin is sin, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's premarital sex, whether it's adultery. There's all sorts of sexual immorality that's out there. And sex was made to take place between man and woman within a marriage situation. Mm-hmm. That's how God set it up. That's how God ordained it. So anything outside of that misses the mark of what he designed. So if we're not going to agree with that, if we're not going to abide with that, we're going to have problems. Now, that doesn't mean that we're always going to practice that.
Correct.
But anytime we start denying truth, that's when we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. So you can say, yeah, I'm trapped in a particular sin, but I still know it's sin.
Yes.
So you're still marching down the path of truth. And now you have, a way out.
There are tools you can apply.
That's right. There's a Savior that's available to you at that point. If you don't agree that what you're doing is sin, then Jesus has to take on a different role, a role that you create in your mind, in your imagination. Well, it's not the role Jesus has come to play. It's not his mission to fit in with your design. He came to carry out the will of his Father on our behalf, and the will of his Father was to make us alive together with him, to raise us so that we can walk in the newness of life. Now, if we're just saying, hey, we're happy in this old way of life, we want you to rubber stamp it and we're going to be okay, then we're missing the purpose.
Yeah.
And God is never okay, and Jesus is never okay with spiritual death. So he's going to work and do everything that he can to bring you a point to see that your real condition is that you're spiritually dead and that you need life. Mm-hmm. And so our role as believers in Christ is to bring that message to bear as well.
Yes.
That's what we voice. That's what we share. God came that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. But before you can experience that life, you have to die. That's what this gospel message is. the lead chapter, the first chapter in the story is death. Christ died for our sins. When we identify ourselves with Christ, it says we die in Christ. We are baptized, placed into his death. Why? Because he wanted to put an end to that old me so that I could be raised to walk in the new life, be raised a new me, that I could enjoy a new life that is by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's the message that we continue to bring. So if I'm in your shoes, I try to have that conversation with the sister-in-law. Sit down and say, okay, you say you're a Christian. What does that mean to you? Let's see if we're on the same page. If you have the same definition that I do as far as being a Christian is concerned, let's talk about that and let's really see where we are, if we are on the same page. Now, as far as family dynamics, I mean, she's a member of the family.
Yep.
So I think you and your wife sit down and talk about how you want to handle that. Be very open, very transparent in your communication one with another, and be very open and transparent in your communication with the sister-in-law.
Yes.
You don't want to ostracize her and you know, never enjoy her company simply because she has said, hey, I'm a homosexual. You know, Jesus walked with sinners.
Yeah.
So don't ostracize her for making a confession like that. I think that gives you an opportunity to just to love her even more. So work together as a couple, as a married couple. Y'all talk, be open, transparent, and figure out what y'all want to do together. Be on the same page. And I think you can trust God's Spirit to move you down the right path in that concern.
And as far as your kids are concerned, especially with your oldest at 14, he or she has already faced this.
Right.
They're either seeing it in school or they're seeing it in the videos they watch or whatever. So don't presume you're protecting them. Talk to them about it.
Yes.
Be open and honest about it. Don't be afraid of it. Bring the gospel to bear.
Right.
And that gives you the starting point.
Absolutely.
And the ending point, actually.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So we try to isolate our children. We try to keep them from harm. We try to keep them from all the bad things out there in the world. That's just an impossible task for us to do.
Yeah.
Especially in this age today with internet, with such easy access to everything that's out there. So I think these are teachable moments.
Yes.
And we don't have to fear. We don't have to think. And here's the way our minds work. And that's why we have to really focus on this, that, you know, we project out there in the future. If we let, you know, this sister-in-law come into our house and we have these kids, then, oh, my goodness, then they're...
Yeah.
They're going to go down the wrong path.
Yeah, she could only be here to recruit them.
So
no, that's not the case.
Yeah, so we create those anxious moments. Mm-hmm. So we just have to stick with what's true.
Yes.
Be open and honest with our kids and teach them. And I don't think we have anything to fear. I was looking at some information about this song, Because He Lives, that Bill and Gloria Gaither wrote years ago, and they wrote it at the end of the 60s. So a topsy-turvy decade.
Yes.
I mean, a decade that vibrated our entire country, disrupted almost everything about the American way of life. Mm-hmm. It was a decade that was the best of times. I mean, we put a man on the moon. We started to tear down the walls of segregation.
Yes.
and bring about civil rights in a positive way. So we had great things that took place in the 60s, but we had horrific things. We had a drug culture. We had all kinds of things take place along those lines. We had people at the end of it saying, God is dead, God is dead, God is dead. And, you know, all of this stuff that was happening in the 60s, there was angst, there was anxiety, and they were about to bring their third child into the world. And they were thinking, how can we bring a child into this crazy world? And they were anxious about that and about some other personal things. And one night, it was as if God just kind of spoke to Gloria saying, hey, calm down. I'm alive. I'm in control.
Yeah.
And she came to this point and said, you know, the future is going to be okay if it's in God's hands.
Yeah.
And it is. And out of that, they penned that song, Because He Lives, We Can Face Tomorrow. Because He Lives, All Fear Is Gone. Well, He's alive in this situation. Let's trust Him.
Yes.
And the future is in His hands. So we don't have to project out there with all the negative thoughts, the negative things that we normally come up with. We can say God has our present and God is in charge of our future. We're going to trust Him and we're going to face tomorrow with confidence simply because He lives.
Yes. We got a Facebook question late yesterday from Jennifer. As a believer, does the word first go to our spirits or to our souls? I assume she's talking about reading the Bible. So when you read the Bible, is the first place those words go to our spirits or to our souls?
Well, I think they
mind, emotion.
Yeah, I think it goes first to our spirits. And here's the reason I say this. The Holy Spirit has come to live inside of us, and it's within our human spirit. So there's a union there.
Yes.
So one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth. He takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known to us. So He's in that process of renewing our minds. So truth first comes into these spirits of ours, and then and that's the internal work from inside out.
Yes.
So it goes from our spirits into our minds and then out through our actions. So that's how it works. Now, that's just the opposite of how we get information through these five senses.
Yes.
Of ours. We bring in information from the world through these five senses. That information goes into our brain, into our souls. We process that. That's where our feelings, and then out of those feelings, most of the time, that's when we act.
Yes.
God wants to bypass that. Why? Because all the stuff that we bring into our minds through our five senses from out there in the world, not all of that is truth. A lot of it is based on lies. A lot of it is the deceptions of our enemy. So He wants to bypass that, and so He just sends truth right to our spirits, and then it goes to our minds, and we enter in or engage in that renewing process, and from there it goes out into our actions.
Yeah, here's an interesting test you can run on yourself. Pick your favorite Bible passage, maybe something out of the book of John or Romans or whatever, and you're reading along and you see something you've never seen before, and yet you know you've read that dozens of times before. That's the Spirit saying, pay attention this time.
Yes.
And calling it to our minds so that it changes, like you just described, from the inside out. That's where the power comes from.
Right. Absolutely. Our spirits were dead to God, but the moment we believe, that's when they were made alive. We were made alive in Christ. Christ sent His Spirit to take up residence in us. That union was formed. And that's where truth is going to flow into.
Yes.
All other spaces within our human being.
Yes.
Human soul. Well, this has been Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for joining us on today's broadcast. We'll be here tomorrow for a teaching edition. We will be tackling three more hard passages. We've had a great time on this series, and we know these answers have been helpful to so many. If you have a particular hard passage that you've struggled with that you would like for us to address on a Friday teaching edition, send that in. You can send it to bob@basicgospel.net. bob@basicgospel.net. Just say, here's the hard passage. Please address it on an upcoming program, and we will do our best to do that as quickly as we can. But again, thank you for joining us. We'll be back for another live edition tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.